So the fourth activity is a little bit more complex, where each student will be representing a natural element of Navarre, either an oak or a mushroom or fox or river or insect, and they will be representing the connections between them according to their relationship. For example, the fox feeds off the rabbit, the trees need some water to feed, and they will be simulating what happens if one disappears. For example, the river dries up. Who does this affect, for example? And they will be doing afterwards a group reflection on interdependence between natural elements of Navarre and how our actions as humans can impact the natural site also. So this activity is approached from the ecological model, so that with the objective of the students for understanding the interrelationships, as I said, between the different elements of Navarre, and also the materials needed for this will be some cuts with the names of the different elements and a rope to interconnect them, and some information cuts also about each element of nature.